Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. Have you ever wondered if your child is thinking about the future? Maybe thinking about which college to attend or what they want to be when they grow up. But even beyond their own future, do you ever worry if they are money aware or if they understand the value of other people around them? Junior Achievement South Dakota highlights the importance of futures for our youth. Whether it's in the classroom or volunteering in the community, each child will reach their full potential through Junior Achievement with hands-on learning, inspiring students to invest in their future and pursue their dreams. Joining us in the studio to tell us more about the possibilities with Junior Achievement in South Dakota, it's Kayla Etram, she's the president and CEO, and Chelsea Cronin, the senior director of development. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is so great to have you both in here for the first time talking about Junior Achievement. I feel like I'm going back to school a little bit because it's been a while since I've learned about it. So welcome. Let's get started with telling us who you are, where you're from, and going a little bit more in depth with your roles with JAA.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for having us. Yeah. I'm Kayla Etram. I am the president and CEO of Junior Achievement. I have been on the team for 18 years, starting right after college, and been in a number of roles, but have been in this one for the last 13 years, and have the chance to work with folks across the state to really inspire our students to have a good future and a plan and goals. And ultimately, as someone who grew up in South Dakota, I really want our kids to understand what's possible if they decide to stay here after graduation and be able to put those tools to work for the benefit of our state long term.
Wonderful. Hi, Chelsea.
Well, hello. My name is Chelsea Cronin, and as you shared, I am our Senior Director of Development. I have been with JA for just about 2 years, so was fortunate enough to join the team 2 years ago, and I am loving being part of it. We have such an incredible team over at JA. I have worked in the nonprofit sector for 18 years, and actually, my first nonprofit job was starting right when Kayla was starting at JA. So our offices were next door to each other. I was working at Sioux Empire United Way. So I've known Kayla for as long as she's been at JA. So it's kind of fun how things kind of come full circle when you get to be part of another organization that you've known for that long. I absolutely love the work that we're doing. We get an opportunity to engage with all of the awesome members of our community through the business leaders, volunteers, fantastic organizations that we get to partner with to deliver this incredible curriculum. So we are just super blessed and love any opportunity we can to get into those classrooms and share with our students these awesome lessons and experiences where they get to learn about what it takes to be successful and give them the support and the skills that they need to gain that confidence in themselves.
Wonderful. Before we get into how you two got involved with JA, what is Junior Achievement South Dakota for anyone who's not familiar with the organization?
Sure. Junior Achievement of South Dakota is part of a national and worldwide organization that exists to inspire and prepare young people to be successful in a global economy. So the way we do that here in South Dakota is working with our community partners, like Chelsea mentioned, business folks, people from all over our community who go in and work with students to help encourage them for the future. So we have lessons that are developed for each level of student. So when you're talking with kindergartners, they're developed for that age and the things that they already know and they're interested in. And it goes all the way up through high school. And within that, we talk about financial literacy and work readiness and entrepreneurship, as well as ethics, and helping students understand how to connect the things that they're learning in school to life after graduation. We also try to help them understand career opportunities that are available to them, as well as planning for their financial futures and really understanding what it's like to live as an adult or the leader of a family and what that looks like to make sure that they have a strong future going forward.
Would you say that ties in with the mission of Junior Achievement too?
Absolutely. That's really why we're here, is to help students be successful. And we want them to think about what their future can look like, regardless of where they're at right now. So if they want a different future than maybe the life life that they're experiencing right now, we would like to give them that encouragement and those tools to dream big and to be able to work hard toward that future.
Yeah, I think the cool part about JA is that we get to connect our students to their community through these relevant experiences, whether that is their volunteer coming into the classroom or meeting them at a JA experience. Those volunteers get to immerse those students in the experience or the lesson through their personal and professional experiences. So while they're bringing that lesson to life, they get to share, hey, here's what I experienced. Maybe I had a little bit of a snafu in my own personal situation, or hey, here's a really great lesson I learned early on that I get to share with you. And you'd be amazed at the number of students, especially those early, you know, probably teenage students who they hear it from a JA volunteer and suddenly they go home and the parents are saying, well, I've been telling you that for a really long time. And they're like, no, you haven't. But somehow hearing it from someone else other than a parent or a teacher, it somehow is starting to click. So we love that they are getting to have that connection with their community through JA volunteers.
And more with the volunteers later on as we get into learning more about junior achievement. But were you two involved with junior achievement growing up, or how did you get involved with the organization?
Unfortunately, growing up in Southwest Minnesota, it wasn't something that we had. But as I started to learn more and more about the program through working at JA, I thought, man, this is something I really wish that we had. So I love that we're able to provide that for our students here in South Dakota. There's just so much information that these students are learning. And as Kayla mentioned, it's all age appropriate. So they're learning about such basic things starting in kindergarten. They're learning about wants and needs. They're learning about what does it mean to earn money, save money, share money. They get to learn about all of those awesome things. And then it grows as they get older. Unfortunately, I didn't have it growing up, but I see, even though I lived in a household where my parents were, I think, very money savvy, and my mom worked at a bank, and they were really good about teaching us all of those important money lessons, I feel like I still could have very much benefited from the JA lessons. So I am always going to be a huge proponent of let's get JA in wherever we can.
Kayla, what about you?
I grew up here in Sioux Falls, but did not have the JA program. We were in school. There's been a lot of iterations of JA since we started in South Dakota in 1968. And we had started in schools in the late 80s. And for some reason, I just was in a pocket that didn't have the programming quite when I was in those different grade levels. So now we're super excited and proud that our students, especially here in Sioux Falls, have the opportunity to work with JA volunteers from kindergarten through high school. And like Chelsea said, I grew up in a household that was really helpful in teaching all of these life lessons. My parents had a business, so I saw all the financial pieces and the different things they were doing to work hard. But I think, again, having that connection to the community with those volunteers and those different hands-on lessons would have been really helpful. And I'm really, really grateful. My two boys are in school and they have that opportunity now. So grateful to be part of that.
If you are just listening, we are learning about junior achievement in South Dakota, being joined by Kayla Eachrum, the president and CEO, and Chelsea Cronin. She is the Senior Director of Development. Now, you mentioned that junior achievement started in 1968 and in the 80s here in school. And not many people know that junior achievement is in the entire state. So can you tell us more about how many communities you're in and how many schools?
Absolutely. We did start here in Sioux Falls in 1968 and started growing across the state in the 80s. Right now, we are in 42 communities across South Dakota. And have the chance to work with more than 55,000 students every year. We have really been grateful and fortunate to have a network of supporters in those communities who really are our connection to all of those places. We can't be in 42 communities every day. So having those folks who are helping to spread the word, finding great people to be in the classroom and really helping with the awareness has allowed us to grow in a way that really brings these opportunities to many, many more kids given their involvement.
Can you break down more of the levels of junior achievement? You were hinting at them already, but give a little bit more of a rundown for each of them.
Sure. We have programming, again, starting in kindergarten. So we have kindergarten through fifth grade programming at the elementary level. And that is the structure where the volunteers do go into the classroom. If the school offers JA in various levels, then the students are a part of it. If they're in school that day, they get that experience. So it's really a fun, inclusive opportunity to get students engaged. Then we have middle school programming. programming, and that is when we can start in some communities bringing students out of the classroom into more of our immersive experiences, which we can certainly get into as a deeper dive that we've been able to bring here in the last 5 years. Really a lot of change happening at the middle school level. And then in high school, it's really tracked toward not only standard classes like speech, where we're talking about career readiness and interviewing skills, but also personal finance and economics, and really helping those students who are interested in those topics dive deeper. So they're practicing things about the stock market, they're running simulated businesses, and being part of those sorts of things. If they're really interested, they can take that deep dive and go further into that as well.
So it really wouldn't be possible without the volunteers, community leaders, and we can get more into that, Chelsea. Speaking about the volunteers.
Absolutely. Our volunteers, we could not do what we do without them. We have over 2,100 volunteers that help us deliver our programming and lessons and experiences throughout the year across the state. So truly, JA couldn't function without them. We are so grateful for all the work that they do. There are so many different ways to engage in JA, whether you have a desire to go into the classroom and help us with that K-5 programming, or you'd like to engage with them through a JA experience. There's just so many endless opportunities. We have volunteers who have been with us for numerous years. Our longest standing volunteer, I think he's at year 36 this year.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's just phenomenal. The tenure of the volunteers is absolutely amazing. So we are really fortunate to have such awesome volunteers that come back to us year after year. Our program team works really diligently to pair our volunteers with the classrooms that they're looking to be in. Mm-hmm. So if you're a parent and you would like to be paired with your student's classroom, we work really hard to try and make that happen if we can. The team works at filling each of those classrooms throughout our communities that are having our JA lessons and experiences. So we do also have open classrooms at this time. And so if you are someone who is looking to engage in JA and help us in a really meaningful way, engage in your community and help us further the success of our students, there's opportunities for that.
So what do volunteers do with the kids in JA? For example, if I were to walk in, what would I do with the kiddos?
That is an excellent question. So it can vary based on programming levels. So if you are interested in an elementary classroom, for example, you would have some training from our team. So we're not going to send you into a classroom blindly.
Oh, good.
We want you to feel as prepared as possible. We have an awesome program team that would help you prepare for that. They also prepare videos for every lesson in those, so you can feel ultimately prepared. We have packets of information that you have and take with you out to those classrooms. You would work with a teacher so that you would set up 5 visits where you would go into the classroom for 45 minutes each time and deliver 1 lesson on each visit. So each of these lessons can be brought up on the smart boards in the classroom. So we're working with technology, which is fantastic. The students love it because they get to engage in that as well. And you deliver each of the 5 lessons. There's always a fun little celebration at the end. When I go into my classrooms, I call it our little graduation celebration. So the students love having that. So that would be a typical elementary experience. And I can let Kayla share a little bit more about what some of those older student experiences look like.
Sure, thank you. Like I said, at the middle school level, we have a similar structure available where the volunteers can go into the classroom and deliver, again, age-appropriate activities and lessons for the students. But what we've seen really a lot of growth in the last number of years is these immersive experiences where the students come out of school for a number of opportunities and have the chance to really engage more deeply with the community. So the first one that started back in 2019 is called JA Inspire. We have an in-person and a virtual component to this. So we do have students from across the state who have the chance to be a part of it. But really the hope with that experience is having students understand what they are interested in and what they're skilled at and how that can relate to a job in the future. So they take some career assessments. They do some work in school with their teachers to understand, again, are they interested in working with their hands? Would they rather be at a desk? Do they like working with people, or would they rather work with data or technology? Some of it, obviously, in a lot of positions is a lot of those things. So they can understand, again, what they're interested in, and then they can explore explore careers, again, virtually or in person, and come and visit with folks who are in those careers. So we have nearly 100 different careers out at this event where folks come out and they bring their tools, their equipment, their technology, and students get to chat with those people about what their jobs look like, what their education looked like, a day in the life of someone who works in that career, but also maybe they get to work with their technology or they get to play with the tools very safely, of course, where they get to explore maybe even how to do CPR in one of our lessons as well. So they really get to see what that's like. We've had students come back after this event and say, hey, this was really interesting to me because I walked in thinking I wanted to do one thing and walked out knowing that wasn't the right fit for me. So maybe sometimes they learn that it's not correct, but that also can change their path in a positive way. We had a student tell us that she walked in thinking she would be part of the veterinary industry, chatted with some folks, understood what that activity was, and realized she didn't really like blood. So that wasn't going to work for her, but had the chance to chat with someone in the mental health area, realized her passion for that, and now was going to school for that type of work, which we're really excited to have helped her make that connection. So that's a super important event. Again, whether the students find their perfect career at this event or even just understand what's possible in South Dakota is really something that we're proud to have brought all these folks together. Again, like Chelsea said, connecting the students with the community and maybe introducing them to someone they would have never met outside of JA. So we're grateful for that. The second one, and this is something that's brand new to South Dakota, is called JA Finance Park. This was just launched in May of 2024 and is growing across the state where students have the chance to explore financial information. So they go through lessons in school to learn about income and budgets and taxes and all sorts of different financial basics. And then they get to come to us where we pop up a city and they get the chance to have a simulated life scenario. So they are given a job, they're given maybe some kids, maybe a spouse, maybe some pets. They are given a credit score. It could be great or maybe not so great. They might have student loan debt. And then they go around and they have to make some decisions. They have to find a place to live. They can rent or buy. They need to find transportation and groceries and childcare if they have children. They have to pay for their pets if they have pets and all the different things that adults are doing every month. They get to experience that. So they can maybe make some mistakes. We've had some sports cars returned because some folks have maybe prioritized things that maybe aren't quite needs as much as wants, but they're understanding what it's like to build a budget and live within that and make sure that they have dollars left at the end of the month, that they're reaching their financial goals. So that starts in middle school and really is something that we've seen a lot of excitement around and growth and engagement from not only the students, but the volunteers who are there that coach them through all of these decisions that they're making on behalf of this simulated life. So it's really been fun to have more time with our students and really dive deep into some of these things that we think will really hopefully change their futures and have them think about things differently as they're planning for their careers and the different things that they want to do in the future. So grateful to play a part in that.
So no crazy purchases aside from sports cars, right?
There's really not a lot of crazy things, but they do have the chance. It's not just, you know, the basic things like groceries and a place to live. They can plan vacations. They can buy furniture. They are encouraged to give a philanthropic gift to an organization that they're excited about. So there's other things that are involved, just like all of us get to plan the fun things too. So there are those pieces, but we do encourage them to do the wants before the needs to make sure they have those basic level needs met before they go out and buy the sports car.
Wow, that's awesome. So you have the community, you have the businesses involved, teachers, do they play a part in junior achievement in some way?
Absolutely. Our teachers are some of our most important partners. So we are fortunate to have awesome relationships with our school district partners. And as Kayla had said, we have 42 communities across the state. So we are working with them and we are visiting every year to say, what is working for you? What does the programming look like this year? How did it go? Would you like to add anything, subtract anything? Also, this year was fun to be able to say, hey, we have this really great new JA experience that we can offer you all. Does that work for you? Is it something you're interested in implementing? And we did have some new schools that hopped on board with that. So, and I think you had mentioned, but we had 500 students that went through JA Finance Park in our launch this last year, and we will have almost 4,000 that go through that JA experience this year. So just considerable growth. But as I was saying, those school district partners are some of our very most important. They have been instrumental in JA. We truly would not be able to do what we do if they didn't allow us that very important and so precious curriculum time to come in. So we work with our volunteers, are working with those teachers every day. So they are a very important role in what we do here at JA. So constantly in conversations with them and making sure that they are getting out of JA what they need. We do assessments after our volunteers are in the classroom, so they have an opportunity to give us feedback to say, because we want to know that it's been a valuable use of their time as well. So they have the opportunity to share that with us.
Wonderful. If you are just listening, we are talking about Junior Achievement in South Dakota with the President and CEO, Kayla Eatrim, along with the Senior Director of Development, Chelsea Cronin. Now, the trends in school and learning, they've changed over the years. For example, research has gone beyond the books and onto computers. Then teachers can also be in the classroom and on computer screens. How has Junior Achievement South Dakota adapted to these changes?
It's been wild to be part of it for the last 18 years and see how things have evolved. We still have these hands-on lessons that are still so important for the students. They play games and they have worksheets and they have those pieces that we've had since the 80s. But like Chelsea noted, we do have the visual opportunity on those smart boards to have interactive games and flashcards that they go up and push and then it flips over magically on the screen. So even those little things I think are great, but with the ability for us to do some of these things. Honestly, it happened during COVID. We moved really fast during that time. In the connection with our schools, we talked with all of them, as Chelsea noted, every year and said, what do you think for this year? Schools aren't inviting visitors. How can we still be a part of it? And overwhelmingly, they noted the impact of our classroom volunteers and that they wanted to maintain that connection for their students. So we were able to figure out how to beam in our volunteers through technology. So they got to visit the classrooms virtually, still go through some important lessons and talk to them that way, and really opened up doors of some virtual programming and some things that we weren't able to do before, and really encouraged us to move quickly to ensure that we weren't leaving our students behind. So we've been able to take that and really run with it with the JA Inspire Virtual, and a lot of the technology that's involved in JA Finance Park really came out of that time as well. So we were grateful, honestly, for the ability to pivot in a really meaningful way, and also that connection that was really brought forward from the schools for that need for volunteers. So having those outside folks come in, whether it's on the video screen, like I beamed into my kindergartner's classroom. He was slightly mortified that his mom was giant on their smart board screen, but it's a good story. And just have that chance to make that connection. And I still got to know his classmates that year because of that experience, and had the chance to do that. So we are, again, super grateful for technology, but able to maintain that personal connection now that we obviously are back in the classroom in person, but have that technical ability to enhance things that way as well.
What are some of the biggest challenges you're seeing in students today? Maybe they even have some concerns about the real world or maybe inside the classroom.
Yeah, one of the reasons that we were able to bring JA Finance Park to South Dakota was connections with students. So a lot of our administrators have the chance to go talk with students, whether it's in a small group or a one-on-one conversation. And overwhelmingly, they were talking about personal finance. And one of our key administrators said, I kind of thought they'd talk about school lunch or something kind of easy breezy. They brought up personal finance. So we were grateful to have the opportunity to bring this to South Dakota for our students who really wanted to learn that information. So that's something that we are excited about, is we're providing them something that they want to learn more about. They're excited to build those skills. And in some cases, we're hearing from students that they're going home and talking about some of these things they're learning to hopefully help other family members in that way. So really, it's the connection to the real world opportunity. They're learning such great things in schools. And I do think our schools do a really nice job of preparing our students. We just bring in that connection to how to take those skills and those lessons to the next level and how to apply them once they get a job or an apprenticeship or they go on to further education.
Was there kind of like an aha moment for these kids when they realized things cost money? Because I don't know about you, but in my relationship with my husband and I'm not the financial person in the relationship. Yeah. That's all his.
Yes.
So when I look at some bills, I'm like, oh, okay. So how are we going to divide this up?
Yes, I will tell you, and this is not a surprise to many people, but when we share, okay, you have two kids and they both need daycare and this is how much that'll cost within our simulations, they're like, what? Like, yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah.
So we have some light bulbs turn on there. They're kind of planning for what that looks like for them. As we survey, especially our JA Finance Park students after that experience, overwhelmingly, they say they don't realize how much things cost. Because as a middle school or high school student, you don't realize how much insurance costs or even how much groceries might be or electricity or, you know, cable phone and internet, all those pieces, they don't realize. So this gives them the chance to kind of open their eyes to that. A lot of them say they want to go home and thank their parents and guardians for what they're doing and all the things that they're paying for, which we think is really sweet.
Yeah.
But in some cases, in some of the scenarios that they're given, they might not have the dollars they wish to have for the life that they want to lead going forward. So some of them are saying they want to make different plans in school because they'd like to make more money than what the simulation gave them to be able to have a choice-filled life.
Anything else that you would like to add about junior achievement, especially, you know, what careers are inspiring kids?
Our JA Inspire event that's upcoming is really a great opportunity for our students to realize that. I think that a lot of the students that attend that will show up and they realize they may know that, okay, marketing is an available career option, but they may not realize marketing exists at so many different places. So you may have an interest in the construction industry, but you also have an interest in marketing, well, you could actually tie those together. So it's an eye-opener, I think, for a lot of students in realizing that there are connections and you can tie your interests together in a lot of really interesting ways. And so I think that events like JA Inspire are a really great opportunity for our students to have that that experience of realizing, oh, that's a cool way to tie in my two interests or to open their eyes to, oh, I didn't even know that was an option. So it's really cool for them to come in and see all of those community members out there. Some of them are probably seeing like, oh, that's Tommy's dad or, you know, that's Jackson's mom. So it's fun for them to come out and be able to see those people in the community that they recognize as well. So all kinds of opportunities with that. The JA Finance Park program as well, really great opportunity for students to learn more about careers as well and inspire them for that. As they're going through that simulation, especially with our middle school students, it's assigning them a career. And the really great part is it's got this little button there that they can tap on if they don't understand necessarily what that career might be. They can click on that. It's going to tell them about that career. And then they're seeing how much that person is making on a monthly basis. And some of the kids are like, whoa, wait a minute, how much are you making? What was your job again? And then they're like, oh, okay, maybe I should look at that. What is that again? So it's been fun for the students to explore a little bit more about that. But again, this is where our volunteers are so critical because we really want our students to see themselves represented in their volunteers. And the more that we can expose them to all the different types of careers available to them in South Dakota, the more that they're going to see the options available to them here. So we want to be sure that we can get volunteers out in our schools that are representing all the different options for our students because they get that opportunity to share their professional experience and tie that in with the JA lessons and experiences that they have. So also just a really great way for them to be further exposed to the different career opportunities here.
I think all the listed reasons and just explaining what Junior Achievement South Dakota is, that's all you need to hear about why communities should implement this program into their schools.
I mean, it's pretty clear that we're really passionate about what we do. I mean, if you want to see a kid be super successful, you want to see them build the skills and have the support to be confident as they move forward into their adult life, that once they're out there, they have everything they need to be successful and feel that they have all the choices ahead of them and they can make any of them. If you can get behind that, you can get behind JA.
Anything you want to add, Kayla?
I think one of the things about our communities who partner with Junior Achievement is really, we've said it 15 times, I think, in the last little bit here, but it's that connection to the community. We hear from so many volunteers that they will be in the grocery store and this child will run up to them and say, hi. And the parents are like, who is this person? They're like, this is my JA volunteer. And they help introduce them and kind of share what they've learned from that person, having them come in their classroom. And I just think that connection between the students and their community is just so important to show the students that we want them here. We're excited about their success, and we want to make sure that they have the tools and the resources they have to do that.
Kayla Eatrum and Chelsea Cronin, again, with Junior Achievement in South Dakota. I hate to end this conversation, but we do have to wrap it up. For anyone that wants more information about Junior Achievement South Dakota, what's a good website for them to check out?
Yeah, our main website is jasd.org. Reach out with any questions or interests you might have.
Ladies, it was great talking to you, and thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.